So let me just say this. There are some brands that are just iconic, right? Brands that stand for something that is bigger than the brand themselves. They are so recognizable that the mere symbol of the brand is enough to spark recognition. I mean, like, for instance, anywhere in the world, if you saw a large pair of Golden Arches, you would immediately think, and most of you just did, of McDonald's. The Blue Oval is the Ford Motor Company. Captain America's shield or Superman's S, those are symbols, and the symbol itself says something. You recognize it. You know what it is. Certain character mascots have become epic in their own right, like Tony the Tiger and the Marlboro Man and M&M's guys. Branding is something that's designed to, you know, represent the company, even the flavor of the company. Good branding triggers the mind, and it creates a subliminal effect of recognition even before the mind can fully engage the written words on the sign with it. Good branding is everything in putting a company's image out to the public, and once you have a good brand, you don't mess it up. It may get tweaked, it may get enhanced at times, but generally speaking, you don't mess with the brand. But sometimes, the brand does get messed with because the reputation that goes with it chooses to tarnish itself for reasons that can only be explained in, I don't know, whose diary. So one of the most iconic brands worldwide is Coca-Cola. Headquartered right next door to us in Georgia, Coca-Cola is known worldwide. I love collecting Coca-Cola stuff. I don't have a lot of good pieces, but I have some good ones. One of the personal treasures that I have on my shelf at my law firm is something that I wouldn't take money for. When the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, we retook our old U.S. embassy. I have an old Coke bottle sitting in a case on the shelf of my office, and it was found laying on the floor in the U.S. embassy when U.S. troops reopened the building. I mean, that alone's cool enough. But if you look closely, you'll see that it says, "Bottled in Afghanistan" on the side of it, right under the curvy wording of the Coca-Cola logo. Because even in far-flung corners of the globe where we don't have much of a cultural presence, Coca-Cola is still recognizable. They don't speak English, but folks know the registered trademark of the Coke logo, and for that matter, even the shape of the curvy bottle is trademarked. You can't put Pepsi in a Coke curvy bottle, no sir. So Coke found its way into American hearts in the early days of the 20th century. During World War II, Coca-Cola actually ran a series of ads that expressed Coca-Cola as a patriotic brand, greeted Americans wherever they went, reminding them of their home. Their reputation was for traditional values. Soldiers at war saw Coke bottles, and it was like a taste of America. I've told the story on the show before about how in World War II, General Eisenhower decided that Coke ought to be made available to the troops whenever and wherever possible, so the Coca-Cola Bottling Company responded by setting up 10 portable factories around the war zones. They supplied 6 million bottles of Coke a month to American GIs. 148 representatives from Coke were sent overseas and given the official title of Technical Observers, or TOs. And all of Coke's TOs were given Army fatigues, they were treated like commissioned officers, and they had one responsibility, to serve Coke to every American GI no matter where they were located. Americans welcomed the TOs without any kind of prejudice. Their inclusion into the units even earned them the nickname the Coca-Cola Colonels. And they worked tireless days, and two of them were actually killed in action and returned home in their flag-draped caskets. So America embraced Coca-Cola. Its image, its brand, it represented the best among us. Troops came home and you could not even talk them out of Coca-Cola. It was a piece of America. It stood for them when they needed it. Unless, of course, the brand began to lose its own way. Because even the most iconic of brands can become full of itself and begin to lose sight of its first mission, its first order of business. One look at the Coca-Cola website right now will tell you that they are one of the 21st century's most woke corporations, sometimes referred to as Woca-Cola. Their website proudly displays their ESG scoring and all their efforts to become a more green energy compliant friend of the environment. Because everybody knows that, you know, green energy activists, they love to drink sugary drinks packaged in single-use plastic bottles. Of course they do. In 2021, Coca-Cola boardroom decision makers, they decided to join the Biden administration in decrying the state of Georgia's new election integrity laws. That was a faux pas. "I want to be crystal clear," said James Quincy, Coca-Cola's chief executive. "The Coca-Cola company does not support this legislation. It makes it harder for people to vote, not easier." How'd that work out for them? The Coca-Cola online merchandising store is currently proudly displaying its Gay Pride Month swag. You can go online right now to the Coke store and agree to have cookies embedded in your computer, so they'll be permanently showing you gay pride events And then promptly order your rainbow Coca-Cola coffee mugs, t-shirts, and Tervis tumblers. That's their choice. But I have to question whether Coca-Cola has lost sight of their mission. Have they taken the brand and decided that they are just so unstoppable, so big, so classic, that they can't possibly face any backlash that would ever make a difference? Whistleblowers have actually made known their angst about having to sit through woke diversity training sessions at Coca-Cola business locations. Yeah. But in 2021, Rasmussen did a poll that found that by 3-1 margins, consumers oppose major businesses like Coke that decide to take a visible role in influencing policy and culture. 37% of those who were polled specifically said that they were less likely to buy Coke products because of all of its woke stances. So yeah, the brand was taking a hit. The brand was becoming associated with a different liberal, progressive, and sometimes anti-American societal stance. But you know, just the opposite is true, though, for companies that hold true to their brand and don't try to preach progressivism. In fact, conservative companies just came out smelling like a rose in a recent study. The Daily Signal is running a story right now that says that a recent Axios Harris poll shows that 2/3 of the top 100 companies in America had lost some of their reputational status. Rankings dealt with things like a brand's trust, character, ethics, vision, citizenship, growth, products, and services. Speaking about the poll, the CEO of Harris Polling said this. He said, quote, "Many independents and even some Democrats in this year's survey are drifting rightward." How about that? "Which accounts for the boost in reputations of many of the more traditionally or conservatively leaning companies." He went on to say, "There seems to be a move to the center on attitudes toward companies and their role in society." What you think? You mean people get tired of being preached at? They don't want woke products and services? Go figure. The bottom line is the Americans of all walks of life and political persuasions are just tired of woke progressive preachiness that so many of our great brands have now devolved into. But we are willing to turn our attention to those that hold true. I mean, one look at the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light fiasco ought to make it crystal clear. Corporations are cutting back on the DEI initiatives. ESG is falling out of favor. In the end, Americans want to know the goods or services they buy from our great corporate citizens are not going to make us feel bad about who we are. They need to get back to have a Coke and a smile. Remind the world that we are proud as a nation, that the nation wants them to be proud as well. Some say, go woke, go broke. In the end, I think that what we're seeing more and more of is, if you go unwoke, then you'll be unbroke. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, it's amazing, man. Coca-Cola is still iconic. It still is. It's still a slice of America, or basically a taste of America. But the reality is, it's like they've lost their way. They're so determined to virtue signal right now that people are getting tired of it. And the brand is being tarnished. Time to take it back. Go unwoke, be unbroke. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.